What about the issue of using this kind of strategy in a patient who's fit for intensive chemotherapy? I note there were at least one presentation I saw at ASH of venetoclax plus 7+3. What about that strategy? What about venetoclax hypomethylating agent instead of 7+3? Do you ever have patients who come in and ask for it?
Absolutely. So both of those scenarios are applicable. So we had presentations from the MD Anderson group looking at FLAG-IDA plus venetoclax, both in some upfront patients and also in the relapse refractory setting. And, you know, it's early days. And I think the challenge with intensive regimens is that the response rates in those populations are already usually fairly high. And so it's difficult in a single arm study to sort of assess what contribution another drug like venetoclax may be making. So that muddies the waters a bit. Rich Stone from Dana-Farber had a poster on 7+3 plus venetoclax and, you know, very few patients, I think 9, 10 or something like that. But definitely, you know, I think these are going to be viable strategies. The second part of the question is, to me, the more exciting one. And that's, you know, can we do away with intensive chemotherapy? Is this strategy a low intensity backbone therapy like a hypomethylating agent plus venetoclax? Is it a replacement for intensive chemotherapy? And I'm very hopeful that it will be. So, you know, there's nothing about this disease biology in older patients that should make us think that it wouldn't work in younger patients, you know, just biologically. And there's no reason to, in my view, subject, like we were talking about earlier, subject a younger patient to intensive chemotherapy just because they can tolerate it if it's not giving us any added benefit. So you asked if there are scenarios where, you know, we would consider using this regimen in a fit patient. First of all, yes. We have a clinical trial at my institution looking at that question specifically. So we're taking younger patients, and what I say younger, I mean 18 to 59 years old, who are perfectly fit for intensive induction chemotherapy, but who have a disease feature that makes it less likely that they'll respond to that strategy. So in other words, adverse risk cytogenetics mostly. And we're saying, yeah, these are people that could tolerate intensive chemotherapy, but we're not going to do that. We're going to give them this, you know, likely safer, more, you know, respective of quality of life type strategy. And we think that that would be just as good, if not better. All those patients, of course, will go on to get a stem cell transplant. So these are people who have a curative option. So that's one way we're looking at this. And we hope to be able to present that data in the coming years. But, you know, I spoke about this at the symposium. I mean, I've had a couple of patients who are Jehovah's Witnesses, and that's a religion where, as every hematologist knows, you know, has pretty strong feelings about no blood product transfusions. And when these patients get a disease like leukemia, historically, you know, there's been nothing we could do for them, because without being able to give blood product transfusions, you certainly can't give these people induction chemotherapy. They wouldn't survive. And you certainly can't take them to a transplant. So I've had a couple patients now who have those religious beliefs, who are young and otherwise healthy, who have come to me usually after being turned away by multiple different other places, because that's, you know, historically, you know, you can't get induction chemotherapy, so you can't get treated. And anecdotally there, we've gotten access to this therapy for them, and we're having some really pretty incredible results. We're going to be publishing this hopefully soon as sort of an anecdotal thing. But so, you know, there are people out there who, for whatever reason, despite being young and healthy, you know, just aren't candidates for intensive induction chemotherapy. And I think ultimately someday we might be able to say, yeah, you know, we've got a good therapy for you.